Pages 8 and 9. What do you think? The government requires us to seek comments on the following points at this stage of the consultation. Please tell us if you think we have complied or not complied with the following requirements when developing the publication plan and why you think this. Number 1. Matters of legal compliance. The Council set out its programme of work in the development of the new local plan in the Local Development Scheme, prepared in September 2020. This document, together with the Statement of Community Involvement, which sets out our strategy for involving the local community in the preparation and revision of the local plan, forms the framework and timetable that we should follow. The Council is also required to provide a sustainability appraisal, SA, which includes a strategic environmental assessment, SEA, when it publishes a plan. This should identify the process by which the SA has been carried out, the information used to inform the process, and the outcomes of that process. SA is a tool for assessing the extent to which the plan, when judged against reasonable alternatives, will help to achieve relevant environmental, economic and social objectives. The new local plan should comply with all other relevant requirements of the Planning and Compulsory Purchase Act 2004 and the Town and Country Planning, Local Planning England Regulations 2012, as amended. Number 2. The tests of soundness. Plans are sound if they are positively prepared. The plan seeks to meet the objectively assessed needs of the area and is informed by agreements with other authorities so that unmet need is accommodated where it is practical to do so and is consistent with achieving sustainable development. Justified. The plan provides an appropriate strategy taking into account the reasonable alternatives and based on proportionate evidence. Effective. The plan is deliverable over the plan period and based on effective joint working on cross-boundary strategic matters that have been dealt with rather than deferred, as evidenced by any statements of common ground, and consistent with national policy. The plan enables the delivery of sustainable development in accordance with the policies in the National Planning Policy Framework. Number 3. Complies with the duty to cooperate. As part of the plan preparation process, we are required to engage with neighbouring authorities and certain other bodies on strategic matters that cross administrative boundaries. We must provide evidence of how we have complied with that duty. If you do not think that the Council has complied with the duty to cooperate, you must provide evidence of this in your feedback. And included on these pages are photographs of Fareham Creek from the shore, a section of newly planted trees, waves at sea, and people shaking hands.